Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many people you think go to church worry? Don't raise your hand. Do a lot of church-going people think you cannot help it? Yes. They believe, you know, well, you're going to worry, I mean, especially if you care. Exactly. So now we've made worry an indication of love.
Yes.
And the Lord told us, don't do it. Didn't he? Yeah. Did he say, casting all your cares over on him? Be careful for nothing. Don't have any anxiety about anything. Don't borrow on tomorrow. Well, cares. You can receive a word about healing. But you can also worry about how you feel and about the reports, the tests. And depending on which one you water the most, that's what harvest you will have. How many understand in the same plot of ground? You can't have a bumper crop harvest of weeds and a bumper crop harvest of your flowers.
That's true.
I mean, one of them's going to win out.
That's right.
Whichever one gets the most water and sunlight and nutrition, it's going to get bigger. It's going to overshadow the other stuff. It's going to choke. Another word is suffocate. Another word is drown it out. So God can speak to us our answer. And in that seed word that he spoke to us, that word itself will produce what he said in us. But we've got worry and fear and what I see and what I feel. And if we yield to that, it can choke out what could heal us. Or what could deliver us. I can't meditate all day and talk all day on how I feel.
That's right.
And what the reports are.
That's right.
And how scared I am and how upset I am and have a healing harvest. You can't do it. Can't do it. I can't talk about all day how bad my children are acting and how crazy they are. And be in faith for them coming back to the Lord. Come on, are y'all listening? You can't do both. I can't talk all day about how bad my job is and how bad, what a mess my finances are in and how the interest is crazy and how this and that and be in faith that I'm calling every bill paid and everything paid. You can't do both. One's going to win out. And whichever one wins out, that's the one's going to get your attention, going to get the water, going to get the nutrition. It's going to be the crop you have. So we need some crop failures. Is that right? We need some heavy weeding. Right? We need to grab some stuff that we let get in there and pull it out by the roots and not water it another time. And when somebody tries to talk about us, say, I'm sorry, no, I don't want to talk about that.
Right.
Yeah, but no. No. You need faith buddies.
That's right.
Not fear buddies. Not worry buddies. Faith friends. Faith friends have code talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can just call them and say, hey, tell me again how healed I am. And they just launch. Heal? You so healed? The healed people call you healed. He took your infirmities. He bore your sicknesses. He carried your pains. What'd you say? Water me a little bit. Is that right? Water me a little bit. Do you need watering? Do you need to hear it again? Why? Because we want this seed to grow up and produce a harvest in us. And if I listen to fear, it's going to feed to fear. And the fear is going to grow. Or the anxiety. Cares, anxieties, worries choke out the word to the point to the word produces no results. Somebody say, not me, not me. By the grace of God, do you have any control over whether you worry or not? What you listen to, what you look at, what you think on? Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. You don't have to listen and meditate on this other stuff. What else choked out the word? What else? Riches, Luke said. Matthew said, the deceitfulness of the riches. So did Mark. Mark said, deceitfulness of riches. Well, now, how would that choke the word out? Well, 1 Timothy 6:10, you can put it on the screen for us. We know this. 1 Timothy 6:10 says, the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some have coveted after, they've erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Now, you need some money. Sure you do. You need some money, you need some stuff, you need some things. But how many know you can think too much about money? You can talk too much about it. You can get up thinking about it, go to bed thinking about it. And it's not, having money is not the same as thinking about money. You can not have any money and love money.
That's right.
And think about it night and day. Well, if that's true, then you could have money and not love it. You could have some and not think about it. See, the money is not the issue. It's the love of it. That's the root of all kinds of evil and problem that undermines faith. And how many know that money can't fix everything? Money can't heal you. Money can't give you a good marriage. Good family. Money can't give you peace. You can't buy peace of mind. You can't buy joy. Right? You can't buy satisfaction and contentment. We need some money. We need some things. But we shouldn't be thinking about it all the time. He said thinking about money, and it's deceitful because, I heard a guy say this some years ago, he was getting one of these brand new Porsche turbos. This was back many years ago. And at that time, it was a $100,000 car, and that was 20 years ago, this particular one he was getting. And so somebody asked him, they said, so what's the greatest thing about getting that car? He said, the day before I got it. What did he mean by that? He's got this excitement and this expectation, but why the day before? Because in a few weeks, you realize it's a car. Maybe it's a great car, but it's a car. It gets dirty just like the cheap ones. You can scratch them just like the cheap ones. Is that right? And you don't get in it and magically become somebody else. You might try to pretend, but you're the same you that was riding in the cheap car. And the same thing's true about a house. Moving in a big house doesn't make you something big. Oh, you can act snooty, but that's just you acting like something you're not. And the Lord wants us to enjoy. The Bible said He gives us richly all things to enjoy, but He doesn't want. Did you notice it said while that they've coveted after? Covetousness is idolatry. And here's the problem. What's an idol? An idol is not just a piece of stone or a rock or a this and a false religion. It's a replacement for God. I know one of the first nice cars the Lord let me get after we'd been in the ministry a few years. It was a sports car. I wanted to keep it clean, so I was washing it for the nth time that week, and polishing it. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, if you don't quit spending so much time with this thing, I'm going to regret I let you have it. Well, I dropped the sponge. Things should have a place. Is that right? And it should be down here. And I don't love cars. I don't love houses. I don't love things. I can like them. I can enjoy them. I can use them. But I love God. And I love people. And money can be a good servant, but it's a terrible God. It's a lousy God. But thinking too much about money chokes the word out of people's lives. Somebody say, by the grace of God, not me. And see, you can think, well, I don't think so much about money. Maybe not on the side you think I'm talking about, but you can think about all night and day how to save a dollar. Isn't that thinking about money? I'm still thinking about money. And just grieve for 2 weeks because you paid $50 too much. Yeah. You bought it and you found out it was on sale over there and you go, oh. Yeah. Reckon how upset the Lord really is over that $50. No. Yeah, people drive all the way across town to save 5 cents on a gallon of gas. And here's where it gets worse. Wind up going through an intersection in a part of town they shouldn't even have been in and have an accident. People don't think about these things. Shouldn't even have been there. But they're not led by the Spirit. They were led by a nickel a gallon. They didn't even pray. They didn't even check their heart. I've seen people leave a good church where their marriage got restored and their babies got healed. Leave, go across the country for a job paying $3 an hour more, and they didn't even have a church that they could go to that they believed in. That's ignorance. And that's thinking about money above everything else. That's putting money, making decisions based on money. If I make decisions based on price, I'm not being led by the Spirit.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.